I just need to cry, said no guy ever. Many emotions when manning up brings you down. On this episode of the Repurposed Man Podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man Podcast. We're going to continue on with our Men and Emotions series. And this episode, When Manning Up Brings You Down. You know, as I said last week, men are not devoid of emotions. They have emotions. So the argument that they're devoid of it is incorrect, only because aside from disorder, we're made with emotion. I mean, we know that just from the fact that if you watch men watch a football game, when their team is winning or losing, you're going to see emotion. The issue, though, for a lot of men is the expression or lack of ease in expressing feelings and emotions. From a cultural standpoint, we often hear this lie that to cry, to get upset, or show emotions is feminine. And this caters to a secular psychology philosophy, if you will, thinking that we have a feminine side. But what we do is then we pass this down culturally to our sons, and they become socialized to this, and they grow up and recycle the same attitude. But let me talk to you from a believer perspective, from a Christian perspective. As believers, as men, I would ask that you consider this. Should men be more loving, caring, compassionate, attentive, and emotive? And if we're honest, we would all agree, we would say yes. But this has nothing to do with being feminine or getting in touch with a feminine side. It has everything to do with being Christ-like. Jesus was all of the above and more. He wept and he grieved. If we look at the story of Lazarus in John, he got angry when he cleansed the temple. He felt stress and was overwhelmed to the point of death in Gethsemane. So, what should we learn from Jesus and his emotions? Well, he had them, and he is our model. But I also believe that it first depends on a healthy understanding of ourselves, but more importantly, understanding who Christ is in us. I think of a powerful verse that speaks to this in Colossians. Colossians 1:27 says, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. But too often, we put our hope or our faith in ourselves to handle life. And the problem with that is we're left to our own devices. We're left to our own wisdom, our own understanding, and we keep it separate from what it means for Christ to control our thoughts, our actions, and our emotions. So our hope is not in ourselves or the world, but it should be what Christ says about us and how we are made by the Father and the power of God's Spirit in us. And so what does Christ say about that? Well, you're familiar, I'm sure. And maybe if you're not, I would encourage you to go to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And so when we're talking about emotion, if you look at these fruit in the believer, it starts out with love and joy. And then it continues on patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. So these are the This is outflowing from who we are with Christ in us. It is the hope that we have for eternity because of Christ. And so when we're dealing with our emotions, yes, we have them. But I believe as Christ is our model, if we hold them back, then in essence, we're denying really what he is to us. And so again, he has equipped us with that. So we're going to stop this week with that right there. We're going to continue on next week, and we're going to continue the theme and address anger, men and anger, how it manifests itself, what it looks like, and maybe clear up a little bit of confusion about anger in our lives. I really would appreciate if you went online and you rated and reviewed the podcast wherever you listen. And so until then, remember, that I've got your back and God wants your heart. I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.